Ludicrous, no? While owning a farm may bring tremendous lifestyle benefits, it hasn't been a ticket to wealth for, say, 200 years. What about owning a factory, then? Perhaps the road to riches in the new economy would be to buy yourself a hot stamping press and start turning out steel widgets. Get the UAW to organize your small, dedicated staff of craftsmen, and you're on your way to robber baron status. Most of us can agree that the big money went out of owning a factory about 30 years ago. When you've got high fixed costs and you're competing against other folks who also know how to produce both quantity and quality, unseemly profits fly right out the window. Fact is, the first 100 years of our country's history were about who could build the biggest, most efficient farm. And the second century focused on the race to build factories. Welcome to the third century, folks. The third century is about ideas. Alas, nobody has a clue how to build a farm for ideas, or even a factory for ideas. We recognize that ideas are driving the economy, ideas are making people rich, and most important, ideas are changing the world. Even though we're clueless about how to best organize the production of ideas, one thing is clear. If you can get people to accept and embrace and adore and cherish your ideas, you win. You win financially, you gain power, and you change the world in which we live. So how do you win? What do you need to do to change the status quo of whatever industry you're in, or if you're lucky, to change the world? If you're a farmer, you want nothing more than a high price for your soybeans. If you're a manufacturer of consumer goods, you want a display at the cash register at Walmart. But what if you're an idea merchant? The holy grail for anyone who traffics in ideas is this: to unleash an idea virus. An idea that just sits there is worthless. But an idea that moves and grows and infects everyone it touches, that's an idea virus. In the old days, there was a limit on how many people you could feed with the corn from your farm or the widgets from your factory. But ideas not only replicate easily and well, they get more powerful and more valuable as you deliver them to more people. How does an idea virus manifest itself? Where does it live? What does it look like? It's useful to think of ideas of every sort as being similar. I call them manifestos. An idea manifesto is a powerful, logical essay that assembles a bunch of existing ideas and creates a new one. Sometimes a manifesto is a written essay, but it can be an image, a song, a cool product or process. The medium doesn't matter. The message does. By lumping all sorts of ideas, regardless of format, into the same category, manifestos, it's much easier to think of them as versions of the same thing. As long as you can use your manifesto to change the way people think, talk, or act, you can create value. Let's define medium. In order to move, an idea has to be encapsulated in a medium. It could be a picture, a phrase, a written article, a movie, even a mathematical formula like E equals MC squared. The medium used for transmitting the idea virus determines how smooth it is, as well as the velocity of its growth. A medium is not a manifesto. Every idea is a manifesto trying to make its point, and the medium is the substance that the idea lives in. We live in a world where consumers actively resist marketing, so it's imperative to stop marketing at people. The idea is to create an environment where consumers will market to each other. Is an idea virus a form of marketing? Sure it is. And today, marketing is all there is. You don't win with better shipping or manufacturing or accounts payable. You win with better marketing, because marketing is about spreading ideas, and ideas are all you've got left to compete with. The future belongs to the people who unleash idea viruses. What's an idea virus? It's a big idea that runs amok across the target audience. It's a fashionable idea that propagates through a section of the population, teaching and changing and influencing everyone it touches. And in our rapidly changing world, the art and science of building, launching, and profiting from idea viruses is the next frontier. Have you ever heard of Hotmail? Ever used it? If so, it's not because Hotmail ran a lot of TV ads. They didn't. It's because the manifesto of free email got to you. It turned into an idea virus. Someone you know and trust infected you with it. What about a Polaroid camera? Was your first exposure, no pun intended, in a TV ad? Or did you discover it when a friend showed you how cool the idea of an instant photograph was? Sometimes it seems like everyone is watching the same TV show as you, or reading the same book, or talking about the same movie or website. How does that happen? It usually